welcome to Autism Hope Library. Really excited today. We have Margaret Furtado, MD, the medical science liaison for Tesseract Medical Research. We are so excited. We are talking today about nutrition and irritable bowel syndrome. And I know this is something that so many of you guys out there watching and listening are dealing with. So thank you so much for being here, Margaret. And
my pleasure, Kristen. Thank you. I'm really, really excited to be back.
So we're just going to jump in. Again, this topic is so important for so many, you know, talking about just nutrition and irritable bowel syndrome. So many families, including myself, I personally have irritable bowel syndrome. I know that other parents of children with autism, either it be the parent, a grandparent, a sibling, somebody that's related to them, irritable bowel syndrome is something that so many people around the world are dealing with, and I don't think enough people are talking about it. So again, thank you for being here today. We're going to be talking about, you know, those that are on the spectrum. So individuals with autism spectrum disorder, or ASD, for those that don't know, ASD stands for autism spectrum disorder, are at high risk for gastrointestinal disorders. Why is this risk so high?
Well, thanks again for having me, Kristen, and I'm really excited about this topic. There are a lot of theories, and there actually is some research, but in a nutshell, it's believed that people with ASD, they seem to metabolize or break down a short-chain fatty acids differently. So not to go too far into what short-chain fatty acids are, but there's some main players called short-chain fatty acids that are bacteria. We're more bacteria, Kristen, than human cells. We're trillions of bacteria mostly in our large intestine or colon. And it's believed through some research, too, that people with ASD, they seem to break down the fiber differently. So there are three main short-chain fatty acids that we're talking about. Just shortly, in a nutshell, you think of Goldilocks at three different stools. So acetate is the shortest of the short-chain fatty acids. It's two carbons. The middle one, propionic acid, seems to be the one that's the issue with people with ASD. That's three carbons. And for some reason, it seems like people with ASD seem to make too much of this. We all make these short-chain fatty acids when our body digests fiber. But it seems like people with ASD have too much of the middle stool, the three-carbon one, propionic acid. Then there's four-carbon butyric acid. That's the highest bar stool, if you will, of the three main players, short-chain fatty acids. And that one seems too little. It seems like the body and people who have ASD, it seems like their body seem to make too little of that butyric acid, the one with the four carbons, and too much of the middle one, propionic acid. And the problem, Kristen, is that all of these short chain fatty acids, including the propionic acid, the middle one, the three carbon, it crosses the gut brain barrier. So it crosses our intestines and it crosses the brain. So it's believed to be the main reason why people with ASD may have behavioral issues and foggy thinking, because that buildup of that propionic three carbon short chain fatty acid builds up in the brain, and it can cause foggy thinking, behavioral changes, cognitive changes, delay, maybe speech delay seems to be the theory, and not enough of the butyric acid, the bigger one, the four carbon one. And when the body tries to make more of the butyric acid, the four carbon, it makes more of the propionic, the middle one. So it gets really a big buildup. And it seems to be, it's believed to be a big player in why people with ASD, up to 70%, believe it or not, 7 out of 10 people with ASD are said to have either constipation or diarrhea. And maybe this imbalance of the propionic acid and the butyric acid, the short chain fatty acids, may be the culprit here.
Wow. I mean, how amazing. If that's what one of the major, you know, pieces to this puzzle, my brain gets so fascinated, because I know so many families out there, as you're talking, are dealing with either constipation or diarrhea. And I mean, if you are in the autism community and you're dealing with biomedical of any sort or diets, you talk about poop probably more than any other community that I know of. So, I mean, I think you're really hitting home here. Are there studies that have looked into the amount of the butyric acid in individuals with irritable bowel syndrome?
Yes, and I wanted just to backtrack a little bit, because I wanted to also mention that not that ASD and irritable bowel, or IBS, are two separate disorders and diseases. And but what they found in some of the research that I'll talk about now next is that people with IBS, it seems like they may also have a similar issue with these short-chain fatty acids. So I'm not saying that they have the same issues as individuals with ASD have, but their bowel, especially the large intestine, it seems like the biggest inhabitants, if you will, it seems like they're also having an issue, people with IBS. So with IBS, for anyone out there who's not sure what that is, irritable bowel, it means that you've been diagnosed by a doctor that for at least 3 months, you have chronic constipation and or diarrhea. There are actually four different subgroups: combination, constipation and diarrhea, just constipation, but it's 3 months or longer. So it's a chronic thing. And your doctor has said you have irritable bowel syndrome or IBS. So, but the studies are talking about that. So, the microbiome, that's like our bacterial neighborhoods. One study actually looked at the microbiomes or bacterial neighborhoods of people with IBS or irritable bowel syndrome. So they had 113, patients, if you will, who had been diagnosed with bowel issues, irritable bowel syndrome. And then they had like 66 controls who had no, irritable bowel and no issues, in terms of constipation or diarrhea. And they actually looked at their butyric acid, and they found that they people with IBS had a significantly lower amount of butyric acid, which is also what they're finding people with ASD. So I don't want to say IBS is the same as ASD, no, by any means, but they found that people with IBS, like people with ASD, also have significantly lower amounts of this butyric acid. So it's almost like a basketball team. So you have these three main players, the acetate, the 2-carbon doesn't seem to be a big issue, but the propionic acid seems to be built up and you don't have enough of those butyric acid players. So you're trying to get more of those on the team, but you're getting more on the other players, and it's really making a mess out of things in terms of maybe constipation and diarrhea.
That makes so much sense. And I know IBS and ASD are totally two different things. However, we are seeing, as I said earlier, so many people in especially family members. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you have autism spectrum disorder, those on the spectrum we see often. And I think the last, I don't know if it was a study or a survey, so I don't want to misspeak, but I think it was 80% on whatever, whether it be a study or a survey, with those with autism spectrum disorder or some type of diagnosis had some type of digestion issue, whether it be constipation, diarrhea, a lot with constipation, it sure seems. And then, you know, again, I'm not doing any, you know, real study here or even a survey, but for the 17 plus years that I've been out in the conferences and thousands of families that I've talked to, personally, I can tell you so many of the moms and dads and so many of, like I said, the siblings also have some type of gastrological issue. And I know for me, myself, I do. And so with my son, I really am empathetic and I can always tell when he's not feeling well. I know what that feels like in his stomach. I know what that bloating feels like. I can tell in his face when there is constipation issues. And so for me, as his mom, I feel, because I know what it feels like, I know that I'm empathetic towards that. But I've always said for years, I'm like, gosh, there must be a connection, something. There must be something here. And you don't really hear a lot of people talk. You hear people talk about it, but there's never been like an answer or even a recommendation or a suggestion of, hey, here on this menu, try this. This might help, right, you know? Right. So right. I mean, other than diet, but a diet doesn't always fix everything, because you can have the cleanest diet. I know, because we've done, and we still are, we do the best that we can do, and yet there's still issues. So this makes so much sense to me. Now that leads me to, can supplementation of butyric acid in IBS and ASD help with gastrointestinal symptoms?
Yes, excellent question. Just briefly about the diet, they actually have looked at whether the diet might help, but it's not enough. So like what can help in the diet, we call prebiotics. So fresh fruits and vegetables, what you always heard, 5 fruits and vegetables a day, can help with those short chain fatty acids, including that butyric acid, the 4-carbon, but unfortunately it didn't make enough of a difference. So then they actually did studies looking at, can supplementation help? So one study that comes to mind, they actually took 1 gram of pure butyric acid, and it was enteric coated, so it doesn't dissolve in the stomach. It actually gets dissolved in your large intestine where you want it to get dissolved and broken down. And they took 50 people who had issues either with diarrhea or constipation. Then, so they put them in subgroups. And so they gave them 1 gram a day of this pure butyric acid. And they looked at their symptoms before they started the study and then after the study. And so after the study, they found that 71% of people who had the diarrhea no longer had symptoms or very mild symptoms of IBS. Mm-hmm. And 16%, a little bit less help of people with constipation, had symptoms with that became, went from moderate to like normal or almost no symptoms at all. So that was a very promising study, especially looking more so at diarrhea, but even constipation, if it helps some people, it's still helping some people. So that was a very promising study. So we need more studies, of course. But you know, certainly, you know, with AURX, last time we were talking, AURX is a medical food that has been, you know, shown some real, help with people with ASD. So, in the supplement, I'm going to talk about, Probutyrate by Tesseract. Certainly we're not saying that it can cure IBS, but it may, it's not a medical food, but maybe it can help with some of the symptoms of like constipation and diarrhea that people with IBS have.
Well, it's fascinating because the last time we did a talk, my mom had seen it and, she ordered the supplement. And because she also has IBS, which is, I really believe this runs in families. I 100% just from my own personal experience, my grandmother had issues. My great grandmother had issues. My great aunt had issues. And again, no one really talks about it. And so growing up, I don't really remember hearing about it other than here and there. But as I got older and it seems like more and more people talk about, you know, bowel issues, right? Like you actually talk about this now. Absolutely. It's like, oh yeah, grandma had that. Or, oh yeah. So-and-so. And you're like, wait, what?
Not something people talk about, like, especially like in social circles, right?
I think it's like a taboo back in the day.
Over dinner, especially.
You don't want to talk about poop, but now it's like, hey, did you poop? Yay, you know? But my mom had got the supplement and she swears by it now. Like, I'm not even kidding you. She said it did take about 3 weeks for it to really, now she goes regularly. And she said, literally, it was just this last weekend. She said to me, I have not taken a laxative since I have started this. She's like, and she lived on laxatives. And she said, I have not taken a laxative since I started this. She goes, it took like, she's like, the way she said it to me was it took about 3 weeks, not to have a bowel movement, but to where she saw like every day she was having a bowel movement finally.
Right.
I'm sure my mom watching this. but you know, I, to me, it was such like a, oh wow, that's so awesome. Because here we were talking about ASD and yet somebody else that doesn't have ASD, but in a family that, you know, and that same kind of thing of where, you know, we're all having tummy issues. You know, she tells everybody, she's like, no, this has to be it. I don't know how it works, but this has to be it. Like, I feel so great. My stomach doesn't.
Oh, I want to meet your mom.
Again, sorry, mom, had to like share that with everybody. So, when she eventually watches this, she's just like, I can't believe you told everybody that. But yeah, okay. I mean, so I think it's very, very exciting. Now, the last time you and I spoke about butyric acid, you mentioned that butyric acid is really foul smelling. And at least in the past, the patient compliance with taking butyric acid supplement was extremely low because of the taste and the smell. Is that right?
Oh, yes. And what it used to be, you know what people used to do for treatment before? It was actually enemas. It was sodium butyrate enemas or mineral salts that they would actually take. So you can imagine that adherence or compliance was very, very poor. But Probutyrate, and I'll talk about the technology and you know a little bit, but it actually they have taken the technology is so superior that they've actually taken it and put in a tiny little capsule and you can't smell or taste a thing. So much better than the enemas or even the mineral salts.
Yeah, that's especially for our kiddos. I feel like so many of our kiddos have, I'm just thinking of my own kid. There's so much stuff I have to give him that I know does not taste good. He is such a champ. So many of our kids are such champions because they've been doing it for so long. So it's nice that we can give them something that doesn't taste great.
There's no taste and it's very small.
I love it. And now how does Tesseract bypass the huge issue of that taste and that smell? Is it just like because it's in the capsule?
Well, it's Tesseract's what they call proprietary Siloc technology. So they actually take this dextrin fiber cage. It's almost like a little capsule. You think of little astronauts. And they actually put the pure butyric acid in this dextrin fiber cage. So, and then it goes in the capsule. So you literally can't taste or smell anything. And it's in this tiny capsule. And actually this Psylocke technology helps the butyric acid so that it actually bypasses the stomach and is only absorbed in the gut, in the intestines, where it needs to be absorbed.
And how long does that typically take? Is it within hours or?
I'd say within minutes. Or even less. And then the DexKey technology actually uses an enzymatic process so that this enzyme helps the reaction to release the butyric acid just where it needs to go in the intestines.
That's fantastic. Now, how do you recommend a person using probutyrate? I want to make sure I say that right. How do they use this?
Well, consistency is key, like you mentioned, your mom. So really every single day, and if you take it the same time every day, your body will get more, but every single day is key. So don't worry if you take it one day at 2 o'clock, the next day at 5 o'clock. But consistency is key, because if you take it in for a few days and you miss it for a few days, you're going to have to start at square one. So taking it every single day, ideally around the same time, is really going to help with consistency. And it may take a few weeks, and not everyone is going to feel a difference or have a difference in their bowels, but consistency is really key and will really help with success.
Now, do you have to take it with food or does it not matter?
It doesn't matter, actually.
Okay. That's fantastic. And so where can somebody buy probutyrate?
So TessMed, TessMed, so TessMed.com is Tesseract's website. But as we talked about last time, it's also available on Amazon. So Amazon, for some, might be the easier place to go.
I love that. And so, you know, for everybody that's watching, we do these interviews so that way you can maybe find something that maybe you've not tried. And not always, and I love this too, it's not always just for our kiddos too, because like I mentioned throughout our interview today, you know, so many of our families are dealing with this too. So I love that this is something that if you have issues with irritable bowel syndrome, you know, I don't know what the, and I always say this about everything, I don't know what the magic chocolate chip cookie recipe is going to be, right? But what I love about this is it gives you another option on your menu to say, hey, let me check this out. Maybe it might work. Maybe it won't. And maybe there's something else going on in your system if it didn't work. My mom has tried so many different things, and I mean, so many different things. And it's, you know, she's like, Kristen, you need to be taking this. You need to be taking this. And you guys were backordered for a while. So I was waiting.
Well, now we're good. Now it's good, actually.
Okay. So it's now I can order it. Yeah. And so she, cause literally it was this last week, and she's like, how come you're not taking this yet? You need to be taking this. Have I not told you how great it is? And so, you know, I just love that there's things for, you know, for us families as well that are dealing with stuff. I remember when I first got diagnosed with irritable bowel syndrome, they almost thought you were crazy. Like, this was years ago.
Yeah,
they
said, oh, behavioral.
I think I was around 19. Mm-hmm. And the doctor was very, what's the word I'm looking for? Almost like in disbelief and just almost, you know, just belittling me a little bit, like, oh, it's probably in your brain, or it's probably just your, you know, it was almost like he didn't really believe me. Mm-hmm. And I was like, no, there's something, I can't go to the bathroom. Like, this doesn't seem normal to me. And it was almost like he just kind of like, okay, it's IBS, but then gave me no help. It was like, oh, eat more fiber. And then when I tried to eat more fiber, my stomach like swelled up, or drink more water. And then I bloated more. Like, nothing seemed to help. I tried different diets and, you know, taking out gluten later on in life and doing all this stuff, dairy and everything else and sugar and, you know, food dyes and you name it. I've tried it. And so I love that today we live in a world where, okay, you say irritable bowel syndrome, and now scientists are saying, wait a second, there's something here to this,
and
we're figuring out answers. So guys, again, it may or may not be your magic, you know, chocolate chip cookie recipe, but this could be something that could really change your life. It could change your child's life as well, because we all know poop is so important. I cannot emphasize that enough. So I just want to make sure I said that, because I just think that, you know, obviously in the autism community, as I said, we talk about poop a lot. And poop is very important, because if our kids can't feel good, again, if our kids can't feel good, they can't do good. I don't care how much therapy they're doing. If you've ever been a person that can't poop, you know what that feels like. If you've ever been a person that has diarrhea, and you're running to the bathroom and you're afraid to leave the house because you're constantly going to the bathroom. You know what that feels like. Imagine being a child who might have limited language, have other issues going on with sensory, and now this going on in their bodies. So if this could be something that we could at least say, hey, let's check this off and try it.
Right.
And again, it may not work overnight. It may take, as Margaret said, a few weeks. It needs to be with consistency. So again, if you do try this, don't say, oh, I tried it for 3 days and I hear this. And I want to make sure we say this too, because I get emails. Oh, I tried that for 3 days. It didn't work. Or I tried it for a week. Guys, she just said, you have to have consistency. You need to try this. You need to keep trying this. Right. And then maybe when the bottle's gone, then you can see if it worked or not. So I say that so you guys don't email me telling me it didn't work. Because unless you really tried it, then tell me if it works or not. And we love your guys' feedback, but I never say what you want to hear. I always say what you have to hear.
And yes, and as a doctor, I must say that please always check with your doctor before taking anything, even an over-the-counter supplement that we can buy online, like Probuterate. So again, Probuterate, I'm not saying that it can cure IBS. Always check with your doctor, but it's maybe a supplement that may help with some of the symptoms like constipation and diarrhea. But please always first check with your doctor. I want to make sure he or she is okay with your trying it. And the other thing too with IBS, there are so many different factors, Kristen. Like even I'm also a registered dietitian, as you know, so 20 plus years as a registered master's level dietitian. So I worked with IBS a lot as a dietitian as well. And so there are so many factors with IBS, like you know, getting enough rest, getting sleep, watching stress, because as we react to stress, you know, that fight or flight response. Mm-hmm. That sets things in motion, but guess what does not, the GI tract is not working so well when you're in fight or flight mode. So if you're always, if you have a lot of stress in your life, I know it's easier said than done, but trying to watch that, you know, meditation, I do yoga, deep breathing, whatever you can within your very busy lifestyle, and then also getting enough water. So some people take, you know, fiber supplements or other, and then not drinking enough water. I can't emphasize enough, Kristen, getting enough water. And then if you're going to try different fruits and vegetables, just say, I want to get more fruits and vegetables in my life, because I know that can be healthy. Don't suddenly add like five different fruits or vegetables. Maybe try one new thing or just add one thing. Because then if you suddenly feel like bloated or constipated, you won't know which one it was, right? Suddenly you add like three new vegetables into your repertoire, if you will. But you know, the probuterate, especially if you maybe have this imbalance of those short chain fatty acids, it might help to get things in balance. And you might want to try like cutting down on fiber for a little while, or even avoiding fiber for a few days as you're taking the probuterate, to kind of get like baseline, to kind of get those short chain fatty acids in balance if they might be off balance. Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely. I just feel like I learned so much every time I talk to you.
Oh, thank you, Kristen.
I love this topic. Obviously, it's near and dear to my heart. And I'm really hoping everybody watching today got as much as out of it as I did. And again, it's, you know, it's just another thing to look into. And as Margaret said, check with your doctor, you know, before you try anything. However, this is a great option. We didn't have this option not that long ago. This didn't exist. I never heard of it. So I'm so grateful that
we have the technology, and
yes,
maybe you can help people with their system.
And some scientist or somebody paid for this study to be done that must have had IBS that was like, hey, can I get this help?
Exactly.
I love that. I always say it has to happen to the right or wrong person, right? Like,
we can help one person with diarrhea or constipation, their lives will be dramatically improved, right?
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Margaret, for being here.
Thank you, Kristen. My pleasure, my honor.
And I hope you come back again, because literally we learned so much from you. So
thank you so much. My honor and pleasure. Thank you, Kristen.
And
thank you, everyone.
Absolutely. And thank you guys for watching. And again, check out the website here at the bottom of the screen. Again, if you have any questions, you can contact the company directly, or, you know, give us feedback if you do try it and if it helps you. We always love hearing that. And remember, guys, there's hope. There's scientists out there that are trying to find more answers for us and more options. Until next time. Bye, guys.